Do you think I'll send you back to a world that must know nothing more of me? Never! By keeping you on board, it isn't you whom I care for, it's me." These words indicated that the commander pursued a policy impervious to arguments. "Then, sir," I went on, "you give us quite simply a choice between life and death." "Quite simply." "My friends," I said, "to a question couched in these terms, our answer can be taken for granted, but no solemn promises bind us to the commander of this vessel." "None, sir," the stranger replied. Then, in a gentler voice, he went on, "Now allow me to finish what I have to tell you. I've heard of you, Professor Aronnax. You, if not your companions, won't perhaps complain too much about the stroke of fate that has brought us together. Among the books that make up my favorite reading, you'll find the work you've published on the great ocean depths. I've pored over it. You've taken your studies as far as terrestrial science can go.